All right, this is Reading with Roxanne, and this is a new podcast that we're doing in Sarasota, Florida at Bookstore One, which is at 12 South Palm Avenue in the downtown area. And I'm with Georgia Court today, who's the proprietor of Bookstore One. And before I let her talk about the origins of the store and what the state of the store is now and maybe a little bit about the future, I just want to say something about podcasting in general that right before the pandemic, it was sort of a joke that everyone has a podcast. So it was sort of like cliche. But I think since the pandemic, our voices have become so much more important because we're not able to be together. And I think podcasts now have risen up as far as their prestige and esteem again, which is nice. So, Georgia, thank you for this opportunity to do this.
And I'm loving it.
What our plan is, I think, is to at least do it biweekly to talk about books, to talk about Zoom classes that we have, Zoom book clubs that we have, or anything else that's happening in the world of literature. So, Georgia Court, I'll let you take over. And I will say, as an introduction to you, that I am so impressed with you as a person in general, not because you're my boss.
Well, thank you.
Because you're just so, you are a lifelong learner with capital L's. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're always open and you're always learning, and I just love that about you. So.
Yeah, and she says lifelong learning because my life has been quite long. I'm in my 70s now and never imagined 10 or 11 years ago that I would be opening a bookstore. In fact, I retired from teaching at the University of Cincinnati, decided I'd come to Sarasota and kind of live the great life of going to the theater and the symphony. Well,
God had other plans.
right, exactly. And then this wonderful bookstore that was in downtown Sarasota, right across the street from where I was living, closed. And I thought, oh, my word. Part of the reason that I bought the condo where I did was right across the street was this fabulous bookstore.
Right.
So I complained about that. I complained about it to my friends here. I complained about it to my friends in the north. And about a year later, a space came open, a storefront space, a small one, came open on Main Street. And I said, why not? I've never even worked in retail, except when I was in high school and I sold night crawlers at a fishing camp for one summer.
Oh, I love that.
That was it.
Okay.
My total retail experience. So I approached the guy, David Chaplin, who had been the manager of the old store.
Right.
And that store closed not because it was failing as a bookstore. There were other reasons for it, for that closure. Yeah. And David, who I didn't really know except what he did for a living, had been managing bookstores for about 25 years at that point.
Wow.
So I approached him one day, and I said, David, you don't know me. And he looked at me and said, well, yeah, you're right. He didn't know me. I said, but how would you feel about helping me open a bookstore? And he looked at me and he said, well, yeah.
I like it.
So about 2 days later, I had a dinner with him and his wife at a restaurant downtown at Caragiulo's restaurant.
Oh, okay, nice.
Wonderful Italian restaurant here.
Yes.
And his wife in particular was looking at me like skeptically, like, really? Uh-huh. And we talked about this over dinner, and the plan was hatched. And within 3 months of that conversation, the bookstore was open and up and running.
Wow.
And it could only have been that fast because David was there. He is now gone
mm-hmm.
from the earth, in
yeah.
fact, and we miss him. I can't tell you how tremendously we miss David.
Yeah, he's a great loss.
Yeah, but he was the guy who really made it possible for me to do that. And we were in a smallish space for 3 years, I think. I'm trying to think. No, 6 years we were in that space. had lots of events, crowded into the store, lots of wonderful signings by big name authors, politicians. It was a hoot. We had one politician one time come in, Ben Carson, I can tell you this. The police actually had to close the streets. I mean,
wow.
And brought people in on horseback because there were so many people who came to meet him. In fact, he alone signed 900 books that day.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
And we figured we had 1,200 people walk through that small bookstore
wow.
to meet him. And he was bigger. We thought we had done a big event a year or so prior to that when Stephen King came.
Sure.
And he signed 400 books. So anyway, we did a lot of interesting stuff in that
little space. Right.
And then we moved to 12th South Palm Avenue about 2.5 years ago. And we continue, well, when we're not busy hiding from COVID.
Right.
We do events, and I'm sure eventually we'll still do events again.
Right. Yeah.
It's
a wonderful journey, and I'm so glad I was welcomed in to take the ride along.
Well, we're thrilled, too. We're thrilled to have Roxanne.
It's just an amazing place. Mm-hmm. It really is. So George and I are now going to talk a little bit about some Zoom book club opportunities. And I don't know about you, Georgia, but when the pandemic first hit and Zoom became sort of the thing, I was very hesitant because I'm not a technology person, and I always have a little bit of fear, you know. Mm-hmm. And once I started doing it with Florida Studio Theater and our meetings here mm-hmm. at the bookstore, I feel totally comfortable now. So, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people are really grateful for those opportunities, those Zoom club opportunities.
Oh my gosh. Just think what Zoom, what would we have done during this pandemic without Zoom?
So lonely.
You know, whoever those people are who founded that company, we all owe them a debt of gratitude.
Huge, yes.
And they have made that so easy for all of us to use. And, you know, we have several book clubs scheduled on it right now. And we'll talk about, I think Roxanne has one of her own, and hers is the last on this list.
Sure.
So we'll let her talk about that.
Yeah.
But on Wednesday, July 15th, we have one of our series of Spanish language book clubs. This is a wonderful book club called the Amigos Book Club that started in cooperation with a Spanish language theater here called Crearte Latino.
Hmm.
And that group met here at the bookstore for quite a while, a large, active group. Totally conducted in Spanish, and I'm just now learning Spanish, so it was a bit of a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
About all I could do is welcome them in the door and ask them if they wanted coffee con leche, which some did.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah. And they were a very faithful group.
Oh, they're very faithful, yeah. Very faithful.
Yeah.
So once the pandemic hit, we moved to Zoom meetings, and they moved to Zoom meetings, and they now have two kinds of book clubs going.
Mm.
One has been absolutely terrific that I've attended as a new Spanish learner because it was for kids.
Okay.
And they took one book, and this is a past thing. They took El Principito, The Little Prince, and took 6 sessions with the kids on Zoom and their families on Zoom to talk about this book in a way that was so interesting, and the kids were just great. And what I loved about it, these kids are 8 and 9 years old, and kind of the Spanish was at my level.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fabulous for me. So anyway,
that's great.
Wednesday, July 15th, they start another session of that, and this will be 5 sessions, and they're reading a book called El Soñador, and that's at 6 p.m. every Wednesday starting July 15th for 5 Wednesdays. Now, all of these book clubs that I'm mentioning, you go to sarasotabooks.com,
mm-hmm.
and at the top of the page, there's a little thing that says events. You click on that, and you just RSVP through that. And then once you've RSVP'd, you get a link to these, to the Zoom meeting.
To the meeting,
so,
sure.
So it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you need to do is to buy the book from us.
Okay.
Okay, that's the whole deal. There's not a ticket otherwise that
sure.
you buy the book from us. Okay. Another Spanish language one that is starting on Monday, July 20th is an adult. It's a continuation of the adult Spanish book clubs. And that's for the book called Benedicime Ultima. And that's at 7 o'clock in the evening. Then on Tuesday, July 28th, we're starting something that's kind of a combination book club workshop.
Mm.
And that's at 6 o'clock in the evenings on July 28th, and it's called Try Your Hand at Poetry. And the book we're using is Ted Kooser's Poetry Home Repair Manual.
Okay.
Which is an absolutely delightful book. Ted Kooser is a former U.S. Poet Laureate. He's a lovely man. I got to know him a little bit a couple summers ago. Just a down-home sort of folksy guy. And this book is written this way.
Mm.
And I'm going to be leading it. Now, I write a lot of poetry, but I'm not a pro at it. So it's going to be for beginners, and we're going to have fun reading this book and writing poetry.
Sure.
And we're going to be joined during the course of it with two established poets. One is going to be Phil Terman, who will be with us for one of the Zooms, and the other is Rick Hillis. So I'm looking forward to that because combination book club workshop, so it should be great fun. And then Roxanne, you have a book club coming up.
I just wanted to say something about the poetry one. That approach, you called them folksy.
Yeah.
That sounds beautiful for people because I think sometimes poetry is intimidating. I know as a teacher, an English teacher, kids were always intimidated by poetry. They always thought they had to have the highest intellect, and of course you want to be smart, but I think sometimes it intimidates people to turn away from it.
Yeah.
Where this approach sounds more like let's just have fun and have fun with language.
Oh, absolutely it
yeah.
is. And this
yeah.
book, if you're not a poet, you never even thought of writing poetry.
Right.
You'd love this book.
Okay,
it is
great.
Just really
yeah, it sounds fun.
A good book.
Okay. So. Excellent. And I have the opportunity to do one on Thursday, July 30th at 7 p.m. And this is a nonfiction book club. And the book is called Together, and then there's quite a long subtitle, but it's important. Together, the Healing Power of Human Connection in a Sometimes Lonely World. And it's by Vivek Murthy, who was the Surgeon General under Barack Obama. And I love a lot of nonfiction books, and it seems like every one I read is like the best I've ever read. And this is another one where, talk about timely. He wrote it obviously before the pandemic, but I think the pandemic has caused people, in some circumstances, to become even more lonely. Mm. And so it's even more important now to discuss what loneliness is, what it looks like in different people, the causes of it, certainly solutions. It's just a profound book. And so personally, for me, my son is in Brooklyn, and they've had it probably the worst. They were the mm-hmm. epicenter of our country. And, you know, he's been 90 days with his roommates. And while they can go out and get food, they've been very good about adhering by all the mm-hmm. standards. And I think there is a bit of loneliness to it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I really appreciate that aspect of it. I mean, I've actually written, typed up portions of the book for him and sent it to him because he offers these different ideas of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even pre-pandemic, the things can apply to now. So
right, right.
It's just a beautiful book. I think anyone can appreciate it. I love his approach, Vivek Murthy's Together, it's called. So,
yeah.
And that's, again, available on our website,
right.
SarasotaBooks.com, and you can sign up for the club then. And it's at 7 p.m. on Thursday the 30th.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So it'll be a great discussion, I think. I'm anxious to hear because it'll hit everyone in different ways, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we hope some people listening tune in for
yes.
some of the Zoom meetings, and then they kind of get to see what we look like,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And we are doing curbside sales, I'll mention that, which means that you could call us up or look online, and you can actually see what's in our store online, too, that's available. And our phone number is 941-365-7900. And, you know, feel free to give us a call, too, if you just want to see if we have something. And, again, you could do the purchase over the phone with a credit card. And you can come by and we come out with a mask, totally safe, and we hand you your books that you've purchased. So I really think it's beautiful, Georgia, that we're doing the curbside service for people that are afraid of illness, which we all are.
Right.
And that still need books. I mean, we need things to sort of distract us or to help us, as in Vivek Murthy's book.
Right.
And it's really crucial, I think, for people. I know I've seen customers so grateful to just when we hand them their books, they're just like, oh, thank you. You know,
right.
It's almost
right.
like a meal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A literary meal.
Yeah, right. I agree. Right.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Georgia.
Well, thank you, Roxanne.
And we'll come up with what we're going to talk about next time, and maybe I'll interview other booksellers and we'll just keep going.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
Thank you.
So this has been Reading with Roxanne. Thanks again, Georgia. Bye.